During World War II, there were those who fought and those who helped the fallen, ambulance drivers who assisted the wounded, cleared concentration camps, and lost some of their own along the way. Some 2,200 young men volunteered as ambulance drivers in Europe, North Africa, and India. This weekend in Baltimore, surviving members of the American Field Service Ambulance Corps are gathering for a reunion. They're to be honored by a woman who was liberated from the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp by AFS drivers. Joining us in the studio are two AFS drivers. Ward Chamberlain is a name known to many listeners and viewers of public broadcasting. He is the former senior vice president of PBS and served in North Africa, Italy, and Burma with the British armies. Ward, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Also in the studio is Howard Mayhew. Mr. Mayhew is a retired banker from New Jersey, and during the Second World War, he was assigned to Italy and eventually spent 6 months at Bergen-Belsen cleaning up and tending to victims there. Mr. Mayhew, thank very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
May I ask you both, maybe Ward first, then Mr. Mayhew, what brought you to AFS as opposed to something else you might have been doing during the Second World War?
Well, Scott, what brought me was that I'm blind in my right eye. I lost it with meningitis when I was 11. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to get in the action and the war, why, the AFS was the best bet.
A lot of people who were blind in one eye, mm-hmm, would have decided, well, I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Oh, I don't think in that war there were many people who felt that way. In 1944-45, if you were a pretty good-looking guy at 22 and walked around the street in civilian clothes, people looked at you kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayhew, what brought you to AFS?
Well, I was graduated from high school in 1943, and with a lot of my contemporaries had tried to enlist, and I had a problem with everybody that I talked to because my eyes were so bad. Mm-hmm. And I finally was able to find an outfit that would take me as long as my vision was corrected properly. Mm-hmm. And it was American Field Service. So I guess I was lonesome being the only guy at home.
Mr. Mayhew, let me turn to you specifically on this. Can you remember for us what it was like to walk into Bergen-Belsen, what you saw that day?
Well, first impression that we got, where we were about 10 miles away, was we could smell the place. Mm-hmm. The smell was overpowering. The closer we got, the worse it got.
Did you know what you were seeing?
Oh, well, no, we had no idea what we were going to find. And, of course, the sight of what we saw was so incomprehensible to believe that man could do this to man, could just sink to whatever bring about the deaths of all these people was more or less overwhelming.
Ward Chamberlain, North Africa, Italy, Burma, you saw lots of theaters of war.
Well, yes, you know, the war in Italy was a very difficult war. We were at casino for 5 months, made three attacks at casino. We were with all those divisions that attacked there. My platoon commander was killed because when you were anywhere near the front line there taking wounded and that kind of thing, you were pretty exposed. We had ambulances with red crosses on it. I had a jeep with a red cross on it, but sometimes that doesn't help you too much. You know, the Brits have an expression, somebody had a great war. What they mean by that is that somebody got through difficult times and behaved themselves pretty damn well. Yeah. And in my generation, or Howard's in my generation, what happened to us in those 3 years was the most formative part of our life. And if you got through it, it was okay.
Yeah. Over the years, have the ambulance drivers been recognized as veterans of World War II?
Well, that's a good question. We weren't after the war. We were told when we went in that, you know, probably wouldn't be treated that way. But about 15 years ago, thanks to the efforts of a number of congressmen and senators, we became, for instance, I have an honorable discharge from the American Army, and I'm eligible for veterans benefits. But only half of our people are in that category, because the way that the legislation was interpreted, you had to be under an American commander at some time in order to qualify. Now, we had a letter from Senator Kennedy saying that he was pushing that legislation, and John McCain is doing it to rectify that injustice. But for the moment, it's most unfortunate. We've got 15 or 20 people who are sick and don't have any money and really need that those veterans benefits.
You haven't had many reunions over the years, I guess.
Well, we've probably had four or five over the past 50 years. We've kept together more than most of my contemporaries who were in the American Army or the Air Force and whatnot.
Let me ask this finally. I guess it was you, Ward. You had referred to the Second World War, the 2 and 3 years that you each spent giving your lives, those years in your lives, to try and accomplish something as the defining event of your life. With the distance of more than half a century, how do you see that as the defining event of where we've gone on in history?
Well, it was a defining event because you were thrown into completely circumstances that were completely different than you'd ever been in your life before, probably ever would again. And when you came out of it, you felt, you know, luckily I felt, okay, I handle that pretty well. So I can handle most things that are up ahead. It gave you a sense of confidence. And it also gave me, at least, the great satisfaction of doing something that was useful.
I think the experience I had being so young, it more or less proved to me about the greatness of people that stood under strife and how they would strengthen each other by thought, word, and deed, and in many cases made a supreme sacrifice for somebody else. And I think that what I saw at my age, just it changed my whole life in a sense that I had a sense of values that I have never lost.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Ward Chamberlain and Howard Mayhew were members of the American Field Service Ambulance Corps in World War II.